Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to turn to the mysteries of Iran. And we have a guide, Dr. Risa Parchezadeh, who is a political theorist. He speaks the language of Iran as well as the language of America. He is in America with us now. And the question I have immediately, because the diaspora pays much attention to the politics at home, is the Zarif leak. The foreign minister of Iran said to be making an oral history for 7 hours. That leak has led to questions about why. Why now? Especially what we learn from the tape is contretemps within the regime itself, not telling the Ministry of Foreign Affairs what's going on at the IRGC, etc. Risa, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I want to turn the screw here. Is Zarif a candidate for president? Is that why this leak, pushing himself as the moderate in the contest? Good evening to you.
Hello, John, and hello, Malcolm. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, actually, the regime, in my opinion, is a conglomerate of criminals. It's not like we have good moderates and bad hardliners. It's just everybody is an Islamist in different ways. And Zarif is one of them, apparently. So I agree with you that it looks like the timing of the release of the tape coincides with the presidential elections in Iran. And a faction in the regime who wants Zarif to be there in the front as a showcase, they want to push him forward to actually to make him a maybe presidential candidate or a hopeful. So I agree with you, yes.
Do you think he was responsible for the leak? And how do you interpret Khamenei's response to it? Does it give us any insight into the internal power struggle now?
Yes, Zarif might as well have been, instrumental in releasing the tape, yes. And Khamenei took his time. He apparently took around a week to respond. And I think that he might have been thinking about how he can utilize this leak in favor of himself and his regime. Because apparently that leak also shows that there is a divide in Iran. And that's what the regime has always been wanting to actually show to the West, that there is a divide here. We got good people who are moderate, pro-Western, and we got bad people who are IRGC, hardliners, hardcore Islamists. And in order to prevent those bad guys from taking power, you might give concessions to the good guys, the so-called moderates. So I think Khamenei was actually thinking about that. And eventually he gave a sort of response that is not discriminatory. It's actually he's saying to the both sides that calm down. The regime needs to do what it needs to do. So, yes, sort of he maybe pushed that agenda forward by utilizing this interview that was leaked.
Malcolm, you have a question about the construction camp.
Absolutely. The Khatam al-Anbiya construction camp has been used as a tool for the IRGC, we're told, both in terms of the domestic economy and export the regime's military projects abroad. What is it and what role is it playing? And I saw that they recently announced their shortlist for the presidential election.
Yes, sir. It is, as I have written in that article for Betsa Center, it's a large camp that is that it was established by the Supreme Leader of Iran in the late 1980s after the war with Iraq. And the Supreme Leader wanted to bring the IRGC and the military people into the political sector because he needed their support as the new Supreme Leader. After a couple of decades, the Khatam al-Anbiya camp has become a leviathan, a financial leviathan. It's acting financially independently from any supervisory or advisory board. It only reports directly to the Supreme Leader, and the Supreme Leader supports them 100%. So they have been able to amass a huge wealth, and the wealth is utilized in order to expand the IRGC empire across the Middle East, and also so continuously suppress the people of Iran. That is the main role of the Khatam al-Anbiya camp. Now, it's the purse of the IRGC.
So this is the state within the state itself? Is that it, Risa? How should we look at this? It's secure from sanctions, from repercussions. It's entirely standalone.
That is correct, sir. Actually, it has been the target of European Union and American sanctions and other international sanctions, but there are only four outside of Iran. Inside Iran, they are still running their empire because they have access to everything and they're in charge of everything. So they're still amassing money, a lot of capital, and they're employing people in Iran and across the Middle East where things are not that stable so that the sanctions, international sanctions, can be pushed. And it is still working. And I believe that in order to actually dismantle that financial empire across the Middle East, much more than just sanctions are needed. We need to do other things.
I saw polls that shows, especially amongst young Iranians, that they still look to the election or this election as a positive change, a chance for a different political outcome than exists today. Do you believe that that is the case? And do the candidates that the camp, which is, I guess, they call themselves reformers, but they're not, versus the principalists with a hard line, do we see any emergence of a candidate who can consolidate enough support to win?
No, this is a false dichotomy in Iran that has been actually being promoted for at least the past two decades. There is no hardliner, no reformer in Iran. It's just one regime, but for different purposes, they try to make a show of democracy and diversity to show to the people of Iran and the politicians around the world that, see, here we have two voices at least. And the regime is not monolithic. It's not just a dictatorial regime under one supreme leader, like the regime in China or the former Soviet Union. We are democratic. So come and deal with us and give us legitimacy and come and invest in Iran so that we can do everything we want. So, but the people of Iran have learned the lesson in the past 20 years because every time they go to the polls and they vote, whatever comes out of the poll, it just acts as the previous regime or the previous government. Nothing substantially changes. It's just the face that changes. But the face is not bread for the people. It's not freedom for the people. It's just the face that changes.
Do you believe Raisi will emerge as a major candidate or lead candidate?
Anybody might emerge. Even Zarif himself, if Khamenei considers him important in his effort to deceive President Biden and the West to get a deal that is favorable to his regime. He might even want Zarif to become president. So anybody can become. So, you know, this is a dichotomy that the liberal media in the West and the left usually promote, that if we don't give concession to the moderates and the Zarif as their leader, the IRGC is going to come to power. Mm-hmm. But you saw yourself that Zarif himself said that the body that calls the shots in Iran is the IRGC. The so-called reformers and the diplomats are just the showcase of that dictatorial regime.
Dr. Risa Parchezadeh is a political theorist. He's writing most recently of the state within the state that we've named. It is, as far as I can understand, unbowed entirely from the years of pressure and inspections. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.